الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي في قبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم. والكتاب رق من كل أمر سليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our actual talk, by way of a refresher, a reminder, what we learn from our ulama, that whenever we listen to any talk of deen, whether it's a Jummah Bayan, Jamaats make Bayan, Kitab, Ta'aleem, four intentions if we make, and an intention is very easy to make. It's a niyat, it's an intention. But the value of that amal will become very, very great. So what are the four intentions? And Allah give us all tawfiq now also to make those four intentions. The one is that we make the niyat that I'm going to listen attentively. Just that niyat, because we listen, but then we find our minds drift. Sometimes we fall asleep also. We catch a few wings also. But if we make the niyat that I'm going to listen attentively, then inshallah it will be according to that. The second is we make the niyat, just that intention, that what I'm going to hear, I'm going to retain it, I'm going to remember it. We find all of us, how many bayans we have heard, how many kitab readings we have said. If we remembered 1% of that, we should be like big allamas today. But so much we have heard, but we don't remember. Because we haven't made the end. For us to remember is difficult. We make the niyat, Allah will make it easy for us to remember. So we make the niyat that whatever I'm going to hear, I'm going to remember it, I'm going to retain it. The third is we make this niyat, that what I'm going to hear, I'm going to make amal on. Also, if we think, yeah, the amount that we have heard bayans, if we made 1% on that amal, we should be like big awliya today. But unfortunately, we don't get the tawfiq of making the amal, because we didn't make the niyat of making amal. So we make the niyat that whatever, all our bayans, what I'm hearing, I'm going to make amal on it. And the fourth is, we make the niyat that I'm going to pass it on to other people also. Go home and pass it on to others. We'll find most of us that if we just go out of the masjid, somebody ask us that how was the bayan? Normally, very good. What was it? And then we are blank. We didn't retain it also. And we can't go and tell anyone, we forgot. If we go home, the family asks what was the bayan about? We don't know what to say also. Because we haven't remembered it. And we haven't listened with the niyat of conveying it. And if we will convey it, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, convey what we have learned to at least 10 people. We are no more at that age like young students who sit with their kitabs, who swat till late at night, who learn. For us, we can't do that now. But if we just tell 10 people about it, we will remember it also. And we will have propagated the message also. Whether it's our friends, and how many things we are sending on the WhatsApp, all funny things, unnecessary things. Send things of value. What we have learned, what we have benefited, share it and send it to others also. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi on one occasion announced to the people like an important announcement, and he said that keep on knocking on the door of Allah Ta'ala. The door will definitely open for you. Keep on knocking, the door will definitely open. And old ladies are called out and said, oh Hassan, does the door of Allah ever close also? That you have to knock it. The door of Allah is always open. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, what a position he was. But imagine this lady where she was. That she said, does the door of Allah even close? It doesn't close. And this is like when the people of Jahannam will go to Jahannam, the door will be closed. When they come there, it will be opened and then they will go in. But the people of Jannat, when they will go to Jannat, the door will be open for them already. And they will just enter freely. So the door of Allah, with regard, Allah's door is open all the time. His doors of forgiveness, His doors of mercy, and they are coming pouring down upon us all the time. Allah's people, security, Allah's protection, all the time. Today, unfortunately, many of us, we have become negative, we have become despondent, and we start questioning ourselves also. But it is all because we are just being negative. As we are sitting now, whose fadl and karam that we are sitting in the house of Allah? At this time, all of us could have been perhaps in some gambling place. We could have been in some other evil place. Yeah, Allah has put us in His house. Don't we see the great name? And this is a great name to get dunya, big mansions, beautiful, luxurious cars, big businesses, all that. That is nothing compared to just sitting here now in the masjid. What this is going to yield and give us, all the things of the dunya together, from the beginning of the world till the end, can't equal just our sitting here. Our one hearing of Subhanallah, one ayat of the Quran, our reading Subhanallah. These are so great ni'mat Allah has given us. Don't we see the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala? Allah gave us tawfiq to make namaz in the masjid with jamaat and properly according to sunnah. What a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. These are the great favors. Allah, all of us who are sitting here, our eyes are in order. Our brains are in order. Don't we see the great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala? Our bodies are functioning properly. Why are we looking just at a few negative things? Look at the innumerable, vast ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, which is pouring down. And at the same time, we know how evil we are, how sinful we are. In spite of that, Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats. So with regard to all that, one special great ni'mat of Allah is given us, which is the night after tomorrow night, then Sunday night, Ahad night, and that is Laylatul Bara'ah, Shab-e Bara'at. And this is a great ni'mat also of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And on this night, Allah Ta'ala from Maghrib time, right through till Subah Sadiq, till the time Sehri finishes, the Hajjud time finishes, Allah is calling out, who wants forgiveness from me? Who wants rosy from me? Who wants good health from me? It's a time that we turn to Allah and we ask Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given us this great occasion. Allah says, Hameem wal kitab il mubeen, inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka, that we have revealed the Quran in a blessed night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ مِنْ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ. And in this night, Allah separates all, in other words, which comes in the hadith, it's a night of accountability. And according to the ulama, this refers either to this night or Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan. which is the famous night, the night of power. But great, great ulama, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali is quoted, they have said that it refers to this night here. This is the night when all, the whole month in fact, the most rozas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept, besides the month of Ramadan, the whole month's rozas there we all keep, but besides that, the most rozas fast Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept was in the month of Sha'ban. And this is a month Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that people are generally unmindful of this month. We also don't really pay this any attention to this month. This is a very great month. And it appears that in this month, there is accountability in the whole month. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the most rozas he kept, and then he said, I wish that in this month, our accounts are being checked. The returns are being checked. And on that, decisions are made for the future. And I would like my account to be checked when I'm in a state of fasting. So that means that when a person is fasting, Allah Ta'ala will look at his more favorably the accounts that have come in, all our returns. We find that in a business also, we have the end of the financial year. When our accountant will drop all the accounts, and then the auditors will come in, big businesses, they will check everything, and then they will make recommendations. Then those returns are gone to the receiver. And then there, whatever procedure, they got to check it all also. And after that, they will either pass it that the returns have come, and it's clear, everything, a person gets happy. Alhamdulillah, no problem. There's no investigation, no query, no questions. So it's a whole procedure. So it appears, and also in the academic year, at the end of the academic year, in our Darul Ulooms particularly, and from long before, the Darul Ulooms, the end of the academic year is in Sha'ban. It's not in November, December, it is in Sha'ban. And for this also, the students prepare, the ustads prepare the question papers, then they write their exams, then the ustads check it, and where all madaris, like in Pakistan, we have wifaqul madaris, then all the papers go there. They are checked by the person who will mark the paper. But then he is checked again, that how did he mark? Was he too strict? Was he too lenient, etc.? A whole procedure. So it appears from our spiritual side also, Allah has chosen this month of Sha'ban, when our records are being checked by Allah Ta'ala. And then the whole procedure carries on. And the main night of this is the 15th night. This is the main night. So it is an occasion for us, and Allah has given us, just like any student who writes an exam paper, he allows at the end about 10-15 minutes before he hands in his paper that he just goes through it again. Have I made some mistakes? Have I overlooked something? Can I change something, whatever I written wrong, etc. So Allah is also giving us an occasion in this month, and particularly on this night, that we can delete and change all our wrong. Allah gives us that opportunity, that this is the night we make tawbah, istighfar. All istighfar for the sins that we have committed. And tawbah that we determine we will not commit them again. This is the night that we can change our whole lives. Allah is giving, Allah is making it, everyone, definitely, no matter how sinful we are, everyone feels if the time comes, I must change myself. How long am I going to carry on like this? I must improve myself. And what better, and we shouldn't wait for this night. Whenever Hadraji Maulana Masih Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that if like a bayan is carrying on like now, and it comes in anyone's heart, I must make tawbah. I must change my life. Don't wait for tahajjud time. Don't wait for Ramadan. Don't wait till I give my chilla in Jamaat. Don't wait till I go for Hajj or Umrah. Immediately at that time, in your heart, nobody will know anything. Nothing will change on your face also. You're just sitting. But in your heart, you have made sincere tawbah. Immediately, Allah has put the crown of wilayat on your head. You have become the wali of Allah. The minute a person makes tawbah, he has become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Now just keep that crown on your head. Don't let it fall off again. Don't go and commit gunas again. That is tawbah. That we determine I won't commit it again. So all the time we should do it. But when Allah gives us these occasions, then the whole month of Ramadan will be here. These occasions, occasion of Hajj, Allah will give us. Inshallah, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all these great, great occasions. Then specifically and specially, we should make more tawbah and istighfar. So this night, let us appreciate this night. And let us delete all our gunas by making istighfar. And then for the future, we determine, and then again, Allah has been also so kind. Before that, Allah has kept the system, and Allah's accounting system, we can never ever come anywhere near there. What the sister accounting system of Allah is, one of the, in this whole process of Allah's accounting system, He's got kiram and katibin on our shoulders. On the right is the angel who writes down all our good deeds. And as soon as we do a good deed, he records it. And he is the amir of the two. And the angel on the left writes down all our evil deeds, all the wrong that we do. But since he is the amir, whenever we do a wrong deed and he has to write it, he takes permission from the angel on the right. And the angel on the right, according to riwayat, tells him, wait, maybe he'll make tawbah. Again, wait, till this, when the shifts end, Fajr time and Asr time, till then if he didn't make tawbah, then he tells him, okay, write it. And then, so we find that this is also an occasion for the whole year, that now when our records for the year are going to be checked, we can also delete all our gunas. We can remove them, and we have a clean slate that goes to Allah Ta'ala. And we go, and only our good deeds are presented by Allah Ta'ala. And according to what will be there, Allah will make decisions for the coming year. Which comes clearly in the hadith. In this night, how much rosy a person is going to get. Who is going to die, who is going to love, who is going to get sick. All that is written on this night. So this is the night to beg Allah Ta'ala. And for that reason, if we keep the roza also, and we in a state of roza, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look very favorably to us. So this is a great night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We should respect and honor this night. Also, unfortunately, shaitan is working all the time also. And how many places in the world we find that on this night, people, Muslim people, they are busy with firecrackers. Where shaitan misleads us. What a night it was. What great ibadat we had to be engaged. And now we are engaged in that. Other places, kheer they distribute and food. We are now involved more in food and all. Lot of bid'at and lot of innovations also with regard to this night. So this is the night that we should turn to Allah. Many masjids, they have bayans also that take place. But the bayan is not the whole night finished. We heard the bayan, so now I've done everything. No, the bayan was to enlighten us. The bayan was to encourage us what to do. Then we should carry on and do as much as we can. If we can't stay awake the whole night, no problem. At least our Isha and Fajr we make with Jamaat, by which we get the sawab of the whole night. And then how much more we can do? At least 2 rakats of namaz we can make. 4 rakats we can make. And there are people who make a lot of ibadah during these occasions also. Salatul Tasbih we can make. We make our tahajjud. Read our Quran Sharif. Read Durood Sharif in abundance. So this is a night that we must try and spend as much as we can in ibadah. We get up at Sehri time, tahajjud time. Make another 2-4 rakats of tahajjud namaz. And in this way, we can spend the night and we will be recorded amongst those people who spend this night in the ibadat of Allah. And by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when now the decisions will be made for the front, like also all workers also, end of the financial year, new year, they want to see what increase we are going to get. They are worried about that, what increase we are going to get. So we also should see that what increase we are going to get. And we can see for ourselves if we make this, that we get the tawfiq now of making more our namazes we do properly, our faraid. We get the tawfiq of making nafal namazes now. That is a sign that Allah Ta'ala has made good decisions for us. Now we were not keeping a proper sunnat beard. Now we are getting tawfiq of that. Islamic dress, sunnat dress is coming. With that tawfiq we are getting, that is all an indication that Allah is accepting from us. So this night we should appreciate very much. And then Allah Ta'ala after this night has made it very easy for us. He has given us almost immediately 2 weeks, 15 days, and the month of Ramadan comes now. And the month of Ramadan is a great, great month filled with spirituality. It is a month for fasting. Unfortunately, many of us, we take it as a month of feasting, of eating. Already we know that our human folk have got their fillets and got their white meat, and they are preparing the samosas and they are preparing the pies from long before. What we should be preparing for Ramadan is that how I can spend more of my time in the masjid, in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not being worried of eating more, but more worried that how I can add more my ibadat. To read one tasbih of third kalima, one tasbih of salawat, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How valuable it will be for this month. To increase my tilawat, to put in my time for tilawat. In Jannat, there will be times when even the Jannatis will have some sorrow. And what will be that sorrow? When they will remember those occasions when they were in the dunya and they could have made the dhikr of Allah and they didn't do. Like for example, Allah give us all tawfiq. We are on the phone, we are put on hold. Now while we are on hold, just read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam softly. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That time of ours, don't waste it. Read la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. All this will become valuable. Sometimes somebody is coming to pick us up or an appointment at 5 o'clock, whenever it is, and 5 past 5, the person hasn't come. Instead of getting angry on the person, phoning and shouting and swearing, engage in some zikr of Allah. Make the time valuable. And it's so easy. And by the barakat of that, we will see that everything just starts falling in place. Our appointments, our things that we had to do. Otherwise, how many times our things just go haywire? Because of what we feel, somebody else, he told me he's coming this time, he didn't come. Now I set myself up according to this, now everything is going upside down. But just engage in the dhikr of Allah. We will be earning so greatly for the year after. Allah has given us our whole life also. Allah says, wal asr. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Allah takes the qasam of time. That time is such a valuable commodity, our whole time. All our time, since we came to our senses, till our mort. And then these occasions which are so special, in which the rewards are multiplied so much. Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, gave a very beautiful example. He said, if the government of any country have to announce and say, we are giving to all our Muslim citizens money printing machines. Machine that prints money. And you can put it on any denomination, 10 rand, 50, 100, 200. Naturally, all will put it on 200. And it will work as soon as it is established that the moon of Ramadan has been seen. That Ramadan has started, then it will start working. And it will stop working as soon as the moon for Eid has been seen. And it's a manual machine, not automatic. You press one button and it's going to work. You have to turn the handle all the time. We will find that people won't sleep the whole month. They will have no time for samosas and bhajiyas also. They will be just turning that handle, you put it all on two, and all 100% legal tender. You won't be asked from where is this money. It's 100% crispy, crispy, fresh notes you will get. Then he says, what is that? That is nothing. In the month of Ramadan, Allah has given us the opportunity that every nafl becomes the value of a farad. Every farad is the value of 70 times more. And to understand that, Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullahi alayhi has given, explained it so beautifully, that our whole life's nafal namaz, tahajjud, ishraq, salatu tasbih, salatu shukr, whole life's nafal namaz cannot equal two rakats of faraz namaz. Two rakats of faraz is our fajr namaz. Whole life's tahajjud is not equal to two rakats of faraz. And we all know tahajjud, what is the value? Ishraq, what is the value? Chashed, awwabin, salatul shukr, salatul istikhara, tahiyyatul masjid, tahiyyatul wudu, all, how many namazes? But whole lives, all that nafil is not equal to a farad. And in Ramadan, a nafil becomes the value of a farad. And a farad is multiplied by 70. So how valuable. So in the month of Ramadan, let us be more particular about our, not one namaz I must miss with takbirat ula. I must make every namaz of mine with takbirat ula. Those namazes that got sunnate muakkada before, they mustn't, like Zohar, most of us, we read it after the farz. Read it all before properly, and we get our takbirah ula. We get our two sunnate muakkada after, and especially in Ramadan, let us start reading nafil namazes. The two nafils after Zohar namaz. Four sunnate muakkada, four faras, two sunnate muakkada. Two nafil. The two nafil, for the nafil, which is optional, for that Allah builds a palace for a person in Jannat. Then what is Allah giving on the faras? What is Allah giving on the sunnate muakkada? In Ramadan, what is Allah giving? And really, we might think, shaitan also put this in our mind, that when I've already, how many namazes I made? I've made it for akhirah. And what I'm going to get? How much more must I acquire now? I've acquired so much already. But we will realize, on the day of Qiyamah, our gunas will wipe out how many of our good deeds. And how many our namazes, what is the quality of our namaz? Whether it is accepted also or not, we don't know. We know today is a time that our iman is in jeopardy. Our amal are also in jeopardy. Our iman is also in jeopardy. So we have to be concerned, and we must try from our side to try and do as much as we can. And any person, we know many people from foreign countries are coming to the whole world. People are going to other countries. Then those who are coming, their first worry is to get, wherever they get accommodation. It can be just a small little place in a passage also. Right next to the toilet also. But I got some accommodation, something. My papers must come right, he's worried. When his papers come right, then he's worried of other things. Then slowly he builds, and we see many of them, they become very wealthy and rich also. They're buying big houses, they're having big businesses also. So like that in Jannat, when a person goes, he won't be satisfied with the lowest. He'll want the highest. And we can't go and do it there. We have to do it here. There is no chance whatsoever of doing anything. All what we have to do, Allah has given us this opportunity here in this dunya to do it. So this year and Jannat and the namas of Jannat, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has kept what great namas in Jannat. La aynun ra'at, which no eye has ever seen also. Wa la uzunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard of the namas of Jannat. Wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar, nobody can even dream, and nobody can dream of the namas of Jannat. Yeah, in this world, if we have to tell somebody that let your thoughts just go wild and think what kind of a bedroom will you like to have, what things are available besides that, just what you want. To forget technology. Today we get amazed with technology, where technology has gone. But forget all the technology, even more than that you can imagine. What kind of a bedroom you would like to have? What kind of a bathroom you would like to have? What kind of a garden you would like to have? Whatever. Whether I can afford it or not. But just think, Jannat starts where our thoughts get exhausted. There is where Jannat starts. And where it reaches, we cannot imagine. And then Jannat is forever and ever. Today we are many times, Allah forgive us, many of us, we are hearing people have become murtad. People say, I don't want to be a Muslim anymore. Do we know what does this mean? It really means I'm prepared to stay in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. And here in this world, we can't take a mosquito bite. If a mosquito bites us, that uneasiness we feel. And in the qabr, the scorpions and the snakes. And on the day of Qiyamah and in Jahannam, what azab. So it isn't a small thing that I just say I'm not a Muslim anymore. Or I've given up my Islam. Or I've got nothing to do with Islam. It's not that. It means we are saying I'm prepared. And this is 100%. And what is Iman? Iman is to accept the hard facts. And the hard facts are that Jannat is there. Jahannam is there. There is life in the qabr. 100% these are hard facts. Iman means to accept it. And accept it wholeheartedly. That we understand that me not making my namaz, what are the consequences of it? My speaking a lie, by looking at a strange woman, by smiling and flirting and talking with another woman, what are the consequences of that? The reality of that comes into our heart. That is what is called Iman. And if we lose our Iman and we have to go into Jahannam and be there forever and ever, what will be, and on the other side, if we save our Iman and we go into Jannat, what are the namats of Jannat? How great the enjoyments! There will be rivers, fihima aynani nadhakhatan, rivers that will be flowing strongly, mudhammatan, nadhakhatan, fihima aynani tajriyan, fihima faakihatu. Fruits there, mimma yatakhayyarun, wa lahmi tayrin mimma yashtahun, wa hurun aynun kamthali lu'lu'il maknun, jaza'an bima kanu ya'madun. What the fruits of Jannah, what the Allahu Akbar. Yeah, in this dunya, many times we're eating a guava, we're enjoying it. We're eating a fig, we are enjoying it. We want to take the next bite, we see a worm is walking there. And we wonder that how many worms I've eaten already. But in Jannah, the fruit of Jannah, you will take a bite. And then a hurul ain will come out from there. And Allahu Akbar, hurul ainun kamthali lu'lu'il maknun. Like wonderful, beautiful gems they will be shining. You will be able to see, Allahu Akbar, through their body, the heart you will be able to see. And in the heart you will see your love is written in the heart. Yeah, a person perhaps whole life he'll ask his wife, you love me, you only love me, you don't love anyone else. And whatever she says, we still don't know whether it's the truth. But Jannat, with your eyes you will see those hurul een, you will see your love written in their heart. And they are uruban atraba. They know the art of love making. The hurul een are experts in love making. Atraba, they will be of similar age also. And how inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, their figures, what Allah says, we have made them the most beautiful. What wonderful figures. They are not too thin, they are not too fat and bulky, they are not too short, they are not too tall. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, faj'alnahunna afkara, and we made them virgins. And they will be forever virgins. Even when you have relations with them, after that, by the qudrat of Allah, they will be virgins again. What namat of Allah Ta'ala has kept. All it is for me and for you. And it is now for us to take it. Not to let our dunya's life, Allah has not given us for our sports. Allahu Akbar. Kicking a ball. And we are today with all the soccer teams of England and the cricket teams. And we know all the details. And this is all filth and dirt which is there. 11 people on one side, another 11 on the other side. 22 people. And what is their object? Just to get a pig skin between two poles this side or two poles that side. And for that, we giving our lives. They are playing there. They are having their lives. And we are sports which started for us with kicking a ball, with throwing a ball and hitting a ball. Today it had become a religion. And more than a religion, it has become a god. People are prepared to give their lives for sports. The riots that takes place after a match is played, those who win and lose, when India Pakistan play cricket, whoever wins, and all the fighting and the riots and the chaos that takes place, all for the stupid things. Allahu Akbar. Allah has created insan not for these petty small things. Allah has created us for a great thing, for the ibadat of Allah, the marifat of Allah. But today our hearts are such, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When only Allah is spoken about, our hearts become like very tight, and we don't find ease and comfort. When deen is spoken about, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Talk of politics, talk of the weather, talk of sports, you see everyone is bright now. Everyone is listening. That's not the sign of a believer. A believer in a masjid is like a bird, is like a fish in water. And a hypocrite in a masjid is like a bird in a cage. He just wants to fly out. Ask ourselves, am I such that I want to be last in the masjid, coming in, and the first to go out? Or am I happy? Do I find solace and peace in the house of Allah? This is the place for a mu'min. This is the home of a mu'min. A mu'min, like when we come home, we say, home, sweet home. This is our home, the masjid. Do we find that happiness? We have to work on our iman. And for that, this is the month of Ramadan. And keep contact with the Buzurgan-e-Din. Go in Jamaat. Make our tilawat. Allah will bring these realities into our lives. So Allah has given us this wonderful occasion to make our Jannah, to save ourselves from Jahannam. Our children, what is the condition? Everyone is worried. What will be the condition of my children 10 years from now, 15, 20 years from now? What will be the condition? It is for us. We don't have to be worried of the future. Make tawbah of the past and the present correct it. Shaitan puts us in the worry of the future. And what we have to be doing now, we are not doing. People are in so much depression. What is going to happen? My Rosie, I'm getting old now. They're going to retrench me. I'll have to retire. What is going to happen? I'm still owing people so much money. Shaitan puts us in that, and what we have to be doing now, we don't do. Just do what we have to do. The future is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is so merciful, as somebody has said so beautifully, that every saint, every pious person has got a history. He also did wrong things. He was also unmindful of Allah. He also did lot of wrong things. And every sinner has got a future. Just make tawbah and your future is made for you. Allah's rahmat. من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا. You come a hand span to me, Allah says, I will come in arm's length to you. And Allah is there. If our car, Allah protect us all, comes in an accident and the panel beater says, it's beyond repairs. There's no, you can't repair it. But by Allah, no matter where a person reaches, he's never beyond repairs. The person who killed 99 people and then 100 people, he also, Allah's mercy was open for him. A person 99 year old, worshipping his fire, worshipping his idol, he turns to Allah, all that Allah will forgive. And Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives us beautiful example that many countries, perhaps till now we don't know, their sewage is pumped into the sea. And then all the dirt and filth is into the sea. Or people go for a picnic, go for a day to the seashore, and they litter the whole place. They are riding their bicycles there, they are walking, they have thrown their papers, their dirt everywhere. One wave of the sea comes, and it looks like that land was virgin land. So clean and neat it has become. That is one wave of the sea of this dunya. Allah's wave of the rahmat of Allah. Hey, no matter what our gunas are, a person must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. No matter what gunas we have committed, the worst type of gunas, we just turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And there are those occasions also, like especially the night of in Arafat, when we go to Muzdalifah, one dua our ulama say that we must never miss out in the in Muzdalifah is the dua of Huququl Ibad. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Arafat, he made lot of du'as to Allah. Ya Allah, forgive my ummah. Allah accepted all the du'as. But as far as rights of one another, we took somebody's money, we swore at somebody, we backbited about somebody, that was not forgiven. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam saw shaitan is very happy that the ummah will be caught in this on the day of Qiyamah. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Muzdalifah, then the last, at the end of the ibadat in Muzdalifah, before Fajr time, he just burst out into a happiness and a smile. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "Oh Allah's Rasul, you were so much engaged in du'as, and you were so engrossed and crying, and the kayfiyat, the condition when you were making du'as, but suddenly you have now smiling." He says, "I see shaitan is taking sand and throwing on his head. That I make so much effort on a person, but he comes here and he'll make dua of huququl ibad, and Allah will forgive that also. And then all his whole life's efforts will have gone in vain." So Allah, everything is by Allah. We turn to Allah sincerely, and when this dua will be accepted, Allah will give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of one another also. And then we will fulfill the right. And when we live a clean life with Allah, clean life with my wife, clean life with my children, my neighbors, my business associate, my friend, a person is clean. And when a person is clean, he feels nice. If sometimes we could not take our shower how we are used to, and we're feeling now the dirt on the body, we feel uneasy about it. But when we take the shower, we just start feeling fresh. This is a physical cleanliness. The spiritual cleanliness, when we cleanse ourselves, how wonderful won't we feel. And yeah, when we clean ourselves, we put some attar also, even more better we feel. We put some surma also, more we feel nice about ourselves. But when we clean ourselves spiritually, with tawbah and istighfar, with durood sharif and third kalima, with all the beautiful things, then really a person will feel himself that enjoyment. So there is no need to feel negative, no need to feel despondent. The need is to turn to Allah. Do what we can, do what is in our hand. Don't look at the things which are out of our control and what we can't do. Do what we have to do. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. We are only responsible for how much we can do. So we just do that much, and that is enough, more than enough by Allah. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this great night which is coming. And then the month of Ramadan. And after that also let us not become mindful. Shawwal will come. Then as soon as the moon is sighted for Eid, Ramzan Eid, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, people become happy when the moon is sighted. They, because it's Eid's day. He says, the Buzurgan-e-Deen become happy because now the mausam, the season of Hajj has started. Now the invitation is made and is announced, come to my house now. You have done everything and now I'm inviting you to my house and to go to the house of Allah. What a great thing. Other Buzurgan-e-Deen, they, when they see the moon of Eid, they become happy that the next Ramadan is going to come. They are already 12 months, 11 months before anticipating the next. Buzurgan-e-Deen, 6 months after Ramadan, they cry that we couldn't spend the Ramadan properly. And the next 6 months, they beg Allah that the next Ramadan, we must spend correctly. But for us, Eid is closed, is food, is perhaps, I don't know, going to the zoo lake, or going to a bioscope and going watching a film. Those things used to happen, we don't know if they're still happening or what. But it is, we are off the mark completely. Where we had to be, what these wonderful occasions are. Allah, let us realize it, bring it in our lives, and prepare for the akhirat. Valuable time Allah has given us, and more valuable time we are in now.
Let us make qadr of it. Let us not waste our time. And also one important thing, let us not be all the time quarreling and fighting with one another. Today on WhatsApp also, this message, that reply, all that. And what we have to be doing, we are not doing. No tilawat of Quran Sharif, no zikr of Allah Ta'ala, no ibadat, no dua, we are fighting with other people. And some of us, besides other people, fighting with the wife. Why fighting with the husband? So much so that when we making namaz also, we fighting with one another. I'll tell her this and I'll tell her that. And what she told me, I've got this answer for her. Our whole namaz also in all that argument. Allah make it that our ibadat becomes ibadat. Some sort of color of ibadat comes in it, and we will get the enjoyment. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that namaz is the coolness of my eyes, which means it's a proverbial expression, my great enjoyment is in namaz. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to put his head down in sajda, he didn't feel like picking it up again. But when a person is sajda, he's the closest to Allah Ta'ala. When we, with our beloved, when we are the closest, we don't want to get separate. We want to be just joint all the time. And the real person being to be enjoying with is Allah, the creator of all enjoyment, the creator of all beauty, the creator of all kindness. We just connect with Him and then see that enjoyment. Allah, give us enjoyment in our deen, to keep rozas, to make our tilawat, our namazas, to live a proper deeny life, and to have the honor of dressing like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have a beard like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we feel our real honor in that, instead of wearing the clothes of the sportsman, and his clothes with Nike, for example, which is the god, the Greek goddess of success, or to have like a picture on our t-shirt, of some idol. Even that has come in the Muslims. Allah protect and save us. China has made that soccer ball on which the kalima is written, and they're making us kick it with our feet. This Nike, they made a shoe under which they wrote the name of Allah. Allah make us tremble with that. And yet we were going in that direction, whereas Allah has given us the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where should we be? Where are we? And then we are wondering why Hidayat is not coming in the world. Our own condition is so poor. And Alhamdulillah, make lot of shukr. People of Marlborough especially, Allah has given you a galaxy of great ulama which are present. Unfortunately, our nature also is, when the person passes away, then we speak very high about him. And we appreciate all what a great buzurg he was, what his qualities were. Really, we will benefit when, while they are living, we benefit from them. And they are here with us all the time. And all the ulama Allah has given you, mashallah, all of them, from the top, what great ulama Allah has given. Allah, let us make qadr of them, appreciate them. And that is really the teachings of deen. Learn deen from them. Practice upon deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, except from all of us, inshallah.